I'm Donna Hall, those of you who don't know me. I've been really happy to be here this weekend, especially with all of you, and my daughter Anna's here. I'm so thankful. I'm from Bangs, been there a long time, been a Christian all my life, and my grandfather was a preacher in the church, married my husband and I, and my parents were Christians. So this morning, I just want to talk about, we had a Devo on choices tonight. This morning, I want to do a Devo on changes. For all of us, there's lots of changes going on around us. You think about just technology alone. I was thinking about the other day, when we built our home, I put a phone on the wall, and I put a phone. I only had a one-year-old son, but I put a phone jack in every bedroom, thinking, you know, someday they're going to need a phone in their room. And it dawned on me, we've only been in the house 30 years, and already, of course, we never use those phone jacks. Technology is rapidly changing. I think about transportation. You know, my daughter just moved across the country, but she's like, Mother, you can get on a plane, be there, and, you know, nothing flat. So a lot of changes. In the Bible, it says in Proverbs 27:1, we know not what a day will bring, or for us, what a year might bring. For Ruth, her life went through a lot of changes, didn't she? Her husband passed away. I know we have some widows in this room. And her brother-in-law passed away. And she found herself all of a sudden in the house, just women. There were no men at a time when it would have been really difficult not to have a man around. She seemed like she, though, embraced change. She moved to another country. What all that involved. I know every time my girls move around, or my youngest, her allergies go crazy. So all the different things there, new people, everyone would have been new to Ruth. Everybody would have been a stranger except Naomi, I guess, and a new religion. For me personally, I think one reason I chose this topic has been a huge year of change. My husband retired. If any of you have gone through that. I just started that. I don't really know what it'll bring, but one of my dearest friends passed away this year, which, you know, that just, she was my sounding board. So anyway, there's lots of changes that we go through. Some of them are our choice, and some of them are beyond our control. But for you, think about it. Have you had changes that have happened in your life, maybe your health? Maybe someone's healthier to you. Maybe you've had a child. Maybe your child's gone to a new school. Think about what for you has happened. But how should we as Christian women handle change? That's my topic this morning. And especially if it makes us uncomfortable or sad. So what thoughts can we keep in our heads that, you know, help us to go with the flow? So this morning, for the Devo, I want to give you 4 points that start with the letters D, E, V, and O. The first D stands for divine. I want us to think about, of course, the supreme being, God. When you think of divine, think of God. In the beginning, think of some very familiar passages. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then I think of John 3:16, where God so loved us that he gave a son. So Hebrews 3:4 says, God is the builder of all things. So we know we have a creator. He's loving and he's amazing and powerful. But at the same time, Acts 17:28, it says, in him we live, we move, we have our very being. In Acts 17:27, it says, this is such a nice thought, that he is not far from each one of us. We sing the song, there is a God, he is alive, in him we live and we survive. When change is all around us, we know that, as Christians, we know the conclusion of the whole matter. Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God, keep his commandments. This gives us direction and a focus in our lives. We need to take comfort in the fact that God is with us, He loves us, and He never changes. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. He is our one constant for all eternity. So the E in our acrostic Devo stands for excellent. We have God with us in this life. We have promises of salvation. Jesus in John 10:10 calls our life the abundant life. We have the most excellent life. We know about the Word of God, which is living and active. It gives us all the answers for life that we need, basic instructions before leaving the earth. We know our purpose. Matthew 22:37, greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, and your neighbor as yourself. There's your relationship with God, your relationship with people. That's what makes our life abundant. We have prayer. We're privileged to pray. We can come before God boldly. And the Bible tells us, Hebrews 4:16, come with confidence, come near to the throne of grace, and receive mercy and grace and help in time of need. Psalms 46:1 tells us, God is our refuge, He's our strength, and He is a very present help in time of trouble. So during times of change, let's not forget to count our blessings. We have the most excellent life. V in my acrostic is for vision. As Christians, we care enough to stop and look closer at the world around us. See God in the creation. See God in the people around us. Matthew 13:16 says, have eyes that see and ears that hear. The creation around us testifies of God, His power and majesty. We can see it in the sunset. We can see it in the flowers that bloom. My daughter Anna's here. She kept, when she was little, a calendar that it just amazed me. I got to looking at it closely, and she would put on the when a wildflower would come out, the different wildflowers and what they look like, and she would draw the little detail. And I thought, you know, we need to be people like that. Look for the Lord. Look for God in His life. And remember, in our world around us, and always be thankful. James 4:8 says, if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. So let's have the vision for the Lord. Philippians 4:8. Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, these are the things we need to be thinking about and searching out. O in my acrostic is for opportunity. When we go through changes, let us look for opportunity. Ruth came a great, she went to Bethlehem, great opportunity there, of course. She ended up married to Boaz. Her whole life was changed for the better. And so let us look at our lives, and when things are around us change, look for opportunities to serve the Lord. So there you have it. Divine, excellent, vision, and opportunity. So I pray that we can rise to the occasions and the changes that come. Meet them with divine help, knowing as Christians we have an excellent life, the most excellent life. Let's have vision to see God in the things around us and take advantage of the opportunities that we are given. Thank you.